and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. We begin with the latest on that missing five-person submersible in the North Atlantic, which is expected to run out of oxygen tomorrow morning.
The search area, about twice the size of Connecticut, is in the North Atlantic, about 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Carl Hartsfield is with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution.
There have been multiple reports of noises, and every one of those noises is being analyzed, tracked, looked for patterns, and reported upon.
The vessel, about the size of a minivan, is carrying five people. It was last heard from Sunday morning. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Should colleges be able to consider race when making admission deadlines? Decisions, that is. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has results of a new survey.
The CBS News poll finds Americans roughly split on the question of affirmative action generally, with 53% saying such policies should continue and 47% saying they should be abolished. But on the question of college admissions, which the Supreme Court's expected to weigh in on this month, 7 in 10 in our poll say race should not be a factor. 90% of those polled say racism continues to be a problem in the U.S. More than half say it's still a major problem.
Expect more rate hikes this year, says CBS Business reporter Jason Brooks.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell told the House Financial Services Committee in semi-annual testimony that higher interest rates are likely needed to bring down inflation to the Fed's 2% target.
Powell said the rate hikes will be moderate. A January 6th insurrectionist who attacked a police officer during the riot is going away for a long time, says CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The sentence, 12 and a half years in prison, is one of the longest issued in any U.S. Capitol riot case. The prosecutors said Daniel Rodriguez of California used a taser against injured D.C. police officer Michael Fanone. As the sentencing ended, Rodriguez said loudly, Trump won.
The former special counsel John Durham, author of a report on the FBI's investigation into then-candidate Donald Trump and Russia, testified before a House committee today about his report. CBS's Skyler Henry has that.
Special counsel John Durham told lawmakers the FBI acted too quickly, launching its probe of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and possible ties to Russia.
The FBI was too willing to accept and use politically funded and uncorroborated opposition research such as the Steele dossier.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 102 points, the S&P 500 down 23 points, NASDAQ closed down 165 points, almost 1.25%. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour. Presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I've been driving commercial vehicles for 20 years. Every big road across this country, anywhere the work takes me, that's where I'm driving. But that's not where I'm going. I'm going to see my little girl graduate high school and my boy get married and to teach my grandkids a thing or two. And I realize everyone out there is going somewhere. So it just makes sense to help each other get there safely. Let's all get where we're going. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
954-1186. All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Fox. GTW Lawyers.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. The city of Wisconsin Rapids will collect brush next week, starting on June 26th. Brush is limited to one pile, no larger than 4 feet high, 6 feet wide, and 10 feet long. Stumps and root balls are not accepted. You need to have your brush pile put on the curb by this Sunday, June 25th, or city crews won't put you on the schedule for pickup. The next brush pickup is scheduled for the last week in July. The Southwood County Humane Society is at capacity for cat surrenders right now. They don't have kennel space for personal feline surrenders. They will still accept stray cats from their contracted areas within Wood County. They're working to get cats adopted to open up more kennel space. If you or someone you know is looking to adopt, please contact them. If you need to surrender a cat, you can still call and get on their waiting list. This wait list does not have a time frame of how long you may be waiting. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 57. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 85. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 60. Upper 80s. Friday, low 90s. Saturday, with a chance for scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Lots of interesting stuff happening since I was last with you all live, which was nearly a week ago. It was last Thursday. I've been out of town. More on that in a moment. But as you may be aware, it's Pride Month. And there was this little bit in the Journal Sentinel today about this small suburb of Milwaukee, Greenfield, the city of Greenfield, canceling their Pride event. I was curious what, pray tell, would cause someone to cancel a Pride event. Was some massive headliner not going to show up and you didn't want really disappointed people on your hands? Was there inclement weather of some stripe such that you didn't want people, you know, risking life and limb to be out at a Pride celebration? No, turns out none of the above for the city of Greenfield. But according to the mayor of the city of Greenfield, it's because things like Pride and rainbows have taken on, quote, deep divisive political overtones, end quote, and that sometimes these things can, quote, turn into physical altercations, end quote. Apparently there were safety concerns, no specific mention of any threat or anything. And when it comes to this like Pride event, it wasn't really an event. It's basically the Greenfield Health Department. Few folks from the Greenfield Health Department show up at their farmer's market with some like fun games, you know, like cornhole, etc. And they take a group photo. That's Greenfield's big, huge Pride event that needed to be canceled because apparently there was going to be physical altercations. I mean, what? What are we talking about? This seems so ridiculous. And yes, another elected individual who is out and proud was in a physical altercation at Mayfair Mall. Apparently that was referred to by the mayor, but really? I just don't get it. Apparently now you can't even talk about the month of Pride or the fact that there are different people in Greenfield, lest someone be moved to violence. And here's my point, folks. If this is the logic that now applies to these sorts of things, right, then women should just stay home. And if we do go out, you know, be covered and head, you know, from head to toe. Because by the mayor of Greenfield's logic, the mere presence of a woman might incite a man to violent attack because, you know, just seeing someone that maybe has a different take than you is going to incite violence against those folks. I just don't understand this. If this is true because someone else might commit a ridiculous crime with no excuse means that we can't gather together anymore, boy, then we should just pack it in. You know what I'm saying? It's really a moment of leadership for the mayor of Greenfield, wasn't it? Yes, we will stand with those in our community who are LGBTQIA+, except we will not take a group photo at the farmers market this past Saturday. It tells you where we are, right? I mean, if you've got thoughts on it, 844-967-2789. Like, is the mayor of Greenfield like that spooked that someone might call him woke? Is Greenfield that Republican now or that Trumpy? I didn't know that. That's interesting. But yeah, that one kind of broke my heart. I just don't understand that. And this, of course, was happening in the midst of all of these federal court rulings that have been dropping like flies in the month of June, striking down all these trans care bans that Republican-controlled states can't enact quickly enough while more mass shootings kill more children. So the most recent one just dropped yesterday, and then it was, I think, the day after we spoke last, the 16th, so just last Friday, I believe, that the other most recent decision dropped. So the one that came down today is from Arkansas, and the one on Friday is from Indiana. And again, I need to remind all of us that very much at the very beginning of June, a huge decision came down from a federal court in Florida, also striking down the trans care ban there. And I'm using the word striking down liberally. Most of these are requests for injunction that prevent enforcement of the bans. But, you know, for common parlance, striking down. The language in these decisions is just remarkable. And I want to point out that one of these decisions, the one that came down just this past Friday, was issued by a Trump-appointed judge. And while its language is more sort of technical and dry and very geeky, it's pretty plain, too. And the other two decisions are downright calls to arms, if you will. Perhaps a bad expression, but very much a clarion called for reasonableness and a return to science. And one actually expressly takes up these arguments that are being made by the GOP not only don't have basis in any kind of scientific fact, but that they're based on a particularized view of a religion. And therefore, because you might believe differently religiously doesn't mean that you get to start limiting my rights, particularly when the differentiation between what rights I have and what rights you have is my gender identity, my sex. That does not bode well under our constitutional system, which seems to be something that many GOP-controlled states, in their zest to tell others what to do in their private lives, you know, decided to just ignore the Constitution. And they even go so far as to now be brushing up against some of the decisions that they were so excited about before. Like the cake baker doesn't have to bake a cake for a gay couple, because that is requiring him to speak in a certain way, and that's a violation of the First Amendment. Well, preventing people from speaking in certain circumstances is also unconstitutional if being done by the government. And here, most of these trans care bans include language that prohibits physicians from even providing any sort of information or referrals to other doctors that could provide the care to it out of state. Well, we've got some First Amendment problems there. So one of the things that really jumps out most for me when I read these decisions is how the courts choose to engage with the, and I'm doing air quotes here, everyone, you can't see me, but feel them. How the court chooses to address the various, air quotes here, experts that each side puts on to help support their arguments. And in a nutshell, in federal court, you don't just declare yourself an expert on some such, and then the federal court will allow your testimony to become part of the evidence of a case. You actually have to demonstrate expertise in the area that you are going to be testifying about in order to present your opinions to be considered by a jury eventually as evidence. And really, the most recent case, which just came down yesterday, I think is quite a study in what we're dealing with here, right? It's just such, it's a wonderful summary of the fact that these are not co-equal arguments. And the two arguments here are, should families of children who have a gender identity different than that assigned at their birth be able to, in conference with their physician and their religious or faith leader, determine what medical care is appropriate for their son or daughter? And these bans say, no, you don't get to do that. We get to do that. And the reason why is that the state is so worried about the health of its young people. That's the premise. That's why they get to regulate. Government can't just regulate to regulate. You have to have an explicit government purpose. And the trans care bans all come under this stated purpose of protecting children. We want to make sure that medical care that children get has been sufficiently supported by studies and it's not going to harm them. That's the core of the argument, because you can't get up and say, well, because my God tells me it's bad. That doesn't work, because we still try to engage in this ever eroded fiction that we're supposed to be a secular democracy. So you can't outright say it's because my God tells me so. So we're now faced with the assertion by the state that they can ban trans care for people under the age of 18 because they're very much worried about their health. Now, here's where we get into some legal weeds, but please stick with me. Once government has stated its purpose of the legislation, that purpose is given deference, or it's more easily accepted by a court. If the court is reviewing that purpose under a rational basis review, that's the magic words, rational basis. Rational basis basically means if the government can come up with anything that sounds even moderately reasonable, we're just going to presume that the law is constitutional and not set it aside. All other legal problems aside. But, if the court engages in what is called strict scrutiny, it means that they're really going to see if that is a legitimate government interest. They're going to actually probe the veracity of that stated purpose. And they're going to require that that stated purpose is being served in the most narrowly tailored way. And the court does this when the rule or law that we're talking about impacts a protected class, meaning it's different rules for different people based upon your what? Your sex. So I'm going to break down the rest of this expert analysis when we get back. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the very wonky Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. Keep it locked in. I'm going to tell you where we should end up on these most important constitutional questions of our time.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Capital Credit Union Park in Green Bay, Wisconsin, it's game number two of this Wednesday afternoon doubleheader as the Rafters and the Rockers will get square once again to go at it. So Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters won an amazing game just a couple hours ago, won 11-4. They absolutely put on an avalanche here in Green Bay. So they're looking to continue that here in this second game, and it's not going to be easy. Winning 11-4 in the first game, 16-9, they outhit Green Bay. It was an avalanche of runs, 6th, 7th, and 9th inning. They had 3 runs, 2 runs, and then 3 more in the 9th. Brendan Bobo got things started off in the top of the first inning with 3 runs of his own. He hit a 3-run shot to right field, back-to-back games with at least a 3-run home run. So he's looking to find a way to do it once again. And a guy that was a team MVP last season, looking to have flashes of what he did last season, already putting put on display. So Rafters and Rockers getting set here as Jackson Wentworth will be getting the start on the mound for the Rafters, a Kansas State product who's looking to, he's given up 11 hits. He's looking to find a way to get things a little bit better because he's been struggling, but he's a guy that has a lot of talent. He's had an 0-1 record, 8 innings pitched, allowing 11 hits, 7 runs, but he's also had 11 strikeouts to go with that. So Wentworth on the mound, Alex Duffy, the Elon product at catcher, Jack Gurevich at first, Chris Conniff at second, Shane Taylor back in the lineup, made that heroic play at third base yesterday. He'll be slotted in at third here in this second game. Garrett Broussard back at the shortstop position. Anthony Callison at left field. Logan Hugo at center. And Nolan Sailors will be getting in at right field. As for the Rockers, Cole Peschel, the University of Charleston product, will be getting the start on the mound. Hernandez at catcher. Mateo Matthews at first. Blake Wilson at second. Kyle West at third. Cooper Kelly at short, Zukowski at left, Kendall Yule at center, and JoJo Jackson at right. National Anthem coming up here as we'll take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5. We'll be back in a moment.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stops. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Back inside Capital Credit Union Park as third base coach Orlando Rodriguez and field manager for the Rockers Chris Kreplin meeting up at the home plate with all the umpires on hand. So a great game in front of us, and the Rafters looking to sweep Green Bay. Last time these two teams met, the Rafters swept them in both games. So that would be impressive here in this doubleheader, given it's been a long day. I mean, the Rafters, we got here around 7. We got up around 7, got here around 10 in the morning, and then they've been here since 10 a.m., playing that first game at 12. And after the game ended, they still were here at the park and, you know, resting up and finding a way, because it's a long day. You know, these doubleheader games, it's a doubleheader day in the Northwoods League. So they're just all trying to figure it out. And, it's a game that the Rafters can extend, their winning percentage, 12-10 on the season. Green Bay coming into the game today won 8 of their past 9. The Rafters absolutely smoked them, winning 11-4. The game was at 3-2, 3-2 at one point in the top of the sixth inning, but the Rafters found a way, and then just, boy, they brought in the hits, brought in the runs, and that really took the life out of this stadium. So it's a new game. It's a couple hours later into the day, so these doubleheaders are long. They are grueling, but you have to dig deep, and that's what the Rafters are going to have to figure out. They're going with Sailors, obviously, leading off for them. Gallison will be coming in at second. Brendan Bobo, he's the DH, so he'll be at third. Boussard batting fourth. Jack Gervich, fifth. Shane Taylor back in the lineup, batting sixth. Logan Hugo, seventh. Chris Conniff batting eighth. Alex Duffy, the catcher, in the nine hole. As for the Rockers, they're going with Cooper Kelly, obviously, in their leadoff position. Kyle West batting second. Carlos Hernandez, who hit that solo shot, back in the last game. Hernandez, JoJo Jackson, and then Lucas Schramm, a guy that we haven't seen yet out of the University of Kentucky. He'll be batting fifth. Kendall Yule batting sixth. Mateo Matthews batting seventh. Blake Wilson eighth. And Kyler Zukowski batting ninth. So Wentworth obviously getting the start on the mound for the Rafters. A Kansas State guy from Urbandale, Iowa. He's at an 8.72 ERA with the Wildcats, with a 1-4 record on 10 appearances. Had 32 innings pitched with 27 strikeouts, allowing 50 hits and 34 runs. So he's a guy that's looking to continue that and put it on display here in the Northwoods League. And he hasn't had the best start, obviously, three games appeared in with an 0-1 record. He's allowed 11 hits, but you look at it, the first game he appeared in was against the Madison Mallards, where he allowed 10 hits. And the Rafters are looking to find that here today. And so the question can be, are they going to have that? And is that going to be a question? Because the pitching was great. Kalen Graham was started on the mound. He had 4 innings pitched with 4 strikeouts. Mekhi Negrete came in shortly after and didn't really allow many hits, but he was a guy that didn't acquire a strikeout. But you go to the credit of the infield. The infield was on display today. A lot of double plays. They had certainly a couple that they were proud of, and they had guys that just were able to get it done, not make any errors. That was the biggest thing, error-free baseball for them. And you look at it, Rockers had one error, and it came from their center fielder, Kendall Yule. The Rafters, no errors, and that was the big thing. I mean, when they play error-free baseball, they are a problem, because The big thing was they were up 3-0 on the top of the first. Brendan Bobo, a three-run shot. Since then, it was four scoreless innings of baseball. The Rockers got one back in the fourth and got one back in the fifth, so they made it a 3-2 game. The life was in the stadium. Everything was alive, and the Rafters had to find an answer, and they did so in abundance. Three runs in the sixth, two runs in the seventh, and three runs in the ninth. They absolutely took the life out of the stadium, and the Rafters brought it to an effect where they can look, hey, we play like this. We are the best team in the North Woods League. We're going to be so hard to beat, but that's the question. When they have no errors and they have 11 hits as well, with 16 hits and 11 runs, that's the biggest thing. It was interesting because the Rockers, through the first three innings, nine straight outs for the Rafters. They were just going three up and three down every inning, and the Rockers could not bring any momentum. A solo shot, obviously, from Hernandez in the fourth, a solo RBI from Matthews that brought Yule home in the fifth, but they found a way in the past four innings of that game to really bring it on and take the life out of this stadium. So first pitch coming up here in just about 5 minutes. We'll take a quick break here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Back inside Capital Credit Union Park and just about 2.5 minutes away from first pitch. So the Rafters and the Rockers getting set here for the second game of a doubleheader. The Rafters lead the series 3-2. Over Green Bay. They swept them in the last time these two teams played, and the Rafters looking to do that today. First doubleheader for these two teams, and obviously it's a doubleheader day around the Northwoods League, so a lot of teams had their first pitch in the morning and early afternoon, and now here for the Rafters, second pitch at 6:35. So can the Rafters find a way to improve their record, get to 13-10? They're 12-10 right now, as Green Bay has won 8 of their last 10. They're 14-9. So Green Bay was coming into today a team that was 4th in batting average, 3rd in hits, 4th in home runs, and 2nd in RBIs. The Rafters only held them, well, to 9 hits, but a lot of those hits came late in the game because Rafters just found ways to get it done on the infield, and a lot of flyouts, a lot of ground outs. And when that Rafters, as I say previously, when they don't play, and when they play error-free baseball, they are so hard to stop. And the Raptors, obviously, in their all-red uniforms with the red top, obviously red tops, gold logos on the front and back, and the black leggings. The Rockers, they have an interesting uniform combination. They have their red and white uniforms. It's split right down the middle for red and white on their tops, and they have their all-white leggings with the blue and white hats. So, obviously, they're going with Cole Peschel to start on the mound. The University of Charleston product from Fairmont, West Virginia. He's had 3 games played in with 15 and two-thirds innings pitched, 9 hits and 5 runs allowed. He's also acquired 18 strikeouts. He's appeared against the Rafters back on May the 31st, where he went 4 innings, allowing a hit, a run, and he had 8 strikeouts. So he's a guy that's had success against this Wisconsin Rapids team. So Peschel, obviously, getting the start on the mound. Carlos Hernandez at catcher. Mateo Matthews will be slotted in at first. Blake Wilson, the Parker, Colorado native, and a teammate of Jackson Wentworth. So he's the Kansas State guy. He's at second base. Kyle West at third. Cooper Kelly at short. Kyler Zukowski, he's a Creighton guy, so he's teammates with Nolan Sailors, Hogan Alixo, and Vitoc. It was funny watching Sailors and Alixo have some words with Zukowski prior to the game. They were talking, chatting it up, catching up, because, I mean, a lot of these guys that play in the Northwoods League play on the same collegiate team together. You know, rather than if they play on the same Northwoods League team, that's in question, but playing on the same collegiate team in the same league, that's a thing that we've seen quite a bit. So Zukowski as left field, Kendall Yule at center, and JoJo Jackson at right field. So Nolan Sailors will lead off, a guy that's had 3 hits on 16 at-bats, batting a 188 with 2 RBIs. He wasn't in the lineup last game. So Sailors had a career-high batting average of a 307 with the Creighton Blue Jays, the Omaha, Nebraska native. 42 games started. He had 166 at-bats with 51 hits, 4 home runs as well, and 31 RBIs. So Sailors will come set. He's warming up on the on-deck box. And once again, here at Capital Credit Union Park, a very interesting field design. I mean, it is a soccer field, don't get me wrong, because it is a perfectly square field. You hit it to right field, it's way shorter than when you hit it to 338 left. So it's 338 to the left, 386 to center, and it doesn't really have markings on towards the right field side, but I will tell you it is short. I mean, it is very short, because we've seen home runs, 2 home runs in the game ago, earlier today. Bobo hit one to right field, and Carlos Hernandez hit a solo shot also in that same area to right field. So finding out where the Rafters match up here in this second game between these two teams. So Sailors getting on the mound. So Rhodey, the mascot for the Rockers, with some kids, and he shall play ball, and certainly it is that time. Nolan Sailors will be getting step in on the right-handed batter's box. Excuse me, the left-handed batter's box. So Nolan Sailors, the lefty, on the righty of Cole Peschel. So Sailors batting a 188 with 2 RBIs. No home runs, and he'll be in the leadoff position. So Peschel coming into today, 18 strikeouts. 3 games played in with 15 and two-thirds innings pitched. Peschel will come set on the mound. He'll take the first pitch right down the middle for a swing and a miss, 0-1. Cole Peschel out of the University of Charleston, Division II program in Charleston, West Virginia. Fairmont, West Virginia product, as Peschel digs in the 0-1. Foul tipped out on the backside, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Sailors down on the count early. Sailors was named the 3rd best shortstop in the state of Nebraska and the top 10 player also overall in the state. As the 0-2 comes down low, swing and a miss, but dropped 3rd strike from Hernandez, and he throws down at first to Matthews for 1 down. So Sailors, it's a strikeout to a putout. And now Anthony Gallison is due up, 11 hits on 35 at-bats. He was unbelievable in the game ago, 3 hits on 5 at-bats with a run and an RBI. So Gallison batting a 314 with 7 RBIs. The Coastal Carolina product sees the first pitch inside of the zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Peschel ahead of the count, 0-1. kicks, winds, and fires, and finds the zone once again on the inside edge, 0-2. Special 18 strikeouts coming into today. No balls, two strikes, one down. Peschel looks in and fires the 0-2. Gallison swings and flies a ball out on the right field side, out of play. So Gallison staying alive at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, one down. Gallison sees the 0-2 as he foul tips one off the top of the bat. And staying alive at 0-2. Every time Gallison steps here onto Capital Credit Union Park, he always plays well. He had a 3 RBI day on his first, on his debut, where the bus arrived into the parking lot and he was waiting with his backpack already here, suited up that night, let off in the order, and was just unbelievable. Had two runs as well. So every time he steps here to Capital Credit Union Park, he is a problem. The 0-2 from Peschel outside of the zone for a ball, 1-2. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes with one down. The 1-2. Gallison swings and lines a ball into deep left center field. Reaching out and making the grab is Yule. Does he get there? And does. Wow, what an acrobatic effort from Kendall Yule, who made the only error last game. This time, he has a different story. Gallison, great contact. That looked fair for a moment, but the Kentucky product, Yule, reaches out to his right, makes an excellent grab. So this brings up Brendan Bobo, who had a three-run home run in his last game right in this inning. And a special sets in, and Bobo swings and a miss. Outside for an 0-1 count. Had a three-run home run last game earlier today, and then also did one yesterday against Wausau. So the 0-1 inside of the zone for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Two down. As the 0-2 comes in, swing and a miss upstairs for strike three. So Bobo strikes out swinging, and a 3-up and 3-down inning for the Rockers as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first we go as Jackson Wentworth will make his start on the mound. And Cooper Kelly is due up. University of Kansas product from Overland Park, Kansas, batting a 254 with 9 RBIs. So Wentworth, 11 strikeouts this season, and also 11 hits as well in 8 innings of work. So the Kansas State product from Urbandale, Iowa, will come set and throw the first pitch inside, swing and a miss. 0-1. So Kelly, the shortstop, one home run on the season. As Wentworth will dig in, kick, wind, and fire as that ball pulled away on a shallow ground ball, fouled off on the first baseline, 0-2. The Rockers retire the side with ease as they go 3-up and 3-down. Rafters looking to return the favor here in the bottom of the first. 0-2 count. Wentworth fires in the 0-2 on a breaking ball that just went out of the zone. 4-1-2. So Kelly, who led off last game, is doing so this time. He went 0-4, wasn't able to record a hit. Wentworth shakes it off and then sets in the 1-2, swinging a ground ball over to the second baseman. And Kana fields it up in the glove. The throw to first is on time for one down. A lot of ground outs. That's what we saw a lot last game for the Rockers. This time they started off with a ground out. Kyle West is due up. So at University of Charleston and is transferring to West Virginia. He's hitting the big time in a Power 5 conference in the Big 12. So a sophomore from Hedgesville, West Virginia. Batting a 322. Last game he went 0-3. And was walked and struck out. So Wentworth sets in and fires right down the plate for a strike, 0-1. No balls, one strike, one out. Wentworth once again fires down low, inside edge for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike, and one out. On Kyle West, 15 RBIs with 4 home runs. The 1-1 comes in, fouled off on the backside. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and one out. Lively atmosphere here at Capital Credit Union Park. They really draw in the fans, and rightfully so. They always have live bands playing and bouncy houses in the background. As the 1-2 comes in up and away, way high of the zone for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and one down. Wentworth shakes it off, sees and finds a 2-2 down low. As West, did he go? The drop of the third strike from Duffy and the put out at first. So just like what happened to Sailors, happens to the third baseman in Kyle West. So this brings up Carlos Hernandez, and the Rafters are going to want to watch him. A guy that went 2-for-4 with a solo home run in the last game. So Hernandez, a rising redshirt senior from Buford, Georgia, plays for Anderson University, batting a 312 with 16 RBIs and 2 home runs. So 2 down, bottom 1. Wentworth will shake off, look, and fire in on a curveball that comes right down the zone, 0-1. Wentworth, a product at Waukee High School, was a number 2 right-handed pitcher in the state of Iowa. And was also rated as the number 3 overall player. The 0-1. And a breaking ball right down in the zone again. 0-2. So boos around the fans of the Rockers in Capital Credit Union Park. But from my angle, that looked like a strike. 0-2. Two down. Wentworth digs in on Hernandez. The 0-2 down low. Bounces in the dirt. on a one-hop bounce over to Duffy. So one ball, two strikes. 1-2 count with two down. Cool-looking Rocker jerseys. Wentworth digs in. Kicks, winds, and serves the 1-2. Swing and a fly ball that's hit into right field. Running under it and making the grab is Sailors for three down. So the Raptors retire the side. They go three up and three down as we head to the top of the second here on WFHR.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
To the top of the second, we go Raptors 0, Rockers 0, as Garrett Broussard is set to take the plate. Broussard, Gervich, and Taylor all drew up here in the top of the second. So Broussard batting a 151, 8 hits on 53 at-bats. He was a guy that went 1-for-5 in the game just earlier today. He also crossed home plate. So returning Raptor, batted a 258 last season. He led the team in at-bats, total games played, and was second in total hits. He hit 63. So a returning Raptor and a trustworthy guy for head coach Kirk Schreider. So Josh Nikoloff, first base coach, and Orlando Rodriguez at third base. Field manager for Rockers, Chris Kreplin, down there as Peschel sets in and serves, finds his own for a strike, 0-1. Brian Dyer down there, one of the coaches and field manager, head coach, Kirk Schreider as well. No balls, a strike. Peschel fires in down low as Broussard swings at it, and he's shaking his head because that ball went right into the dirt. Peschel got him swinging after on a breaking ball. 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 upstairs and away for a ball. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Rockers were able to retire the side in three straight batters. Looking to do that again. Raptors return the favor, though, in the bottom of the first. Broussard down in the count. 1-2. The 1-2 down low and bounces out and away from Hernandez for a ball. 2-2. Peschel with a strikeout already on Brendan Bobo, who struck out swinging. Peschel sets and fires a 2-2 right down the plate for strike number three. Broussard saw it looking. That's back-to-back strikeouts from Cole Peschel. up to 20 strikeouts on the season. So Jack Gurevich is due up. He went 2-for-4 last game, crossed home plate 3 separate times, and was walked as well. A guy that's batting at 282 with 12 hits on 42 at-bats. Leads the team in home runs and also RBIs as well. 9 runs for him on the season as Peschel throws up and away for a ball, 1-0. So Gurevich, a guy at the University of San Diego from Pacific Palisades, California. Head on the count, 1-0. One down. Peschel fires in and sees his own for a strike, 1-1. One count. Shane Taylor up on deck. The 1-1 inside edge for a strike. Basically the same area where the first strike came in. Now the second does. 1-2 count. Ball 2 strikes and 1 down. Peschel shakes it off. Now likes to pitch. Sets and fires in as Gurevich swinging and a miss on the outside for strike number 3. That's 3 straight strikeouts for Cole Peschel, and he's wheeling and dealing early. Shane Taylor is due up with 2 down. Taylor 14 hits on 46 at-bats. He's at 3 runs, 6 RBIs, batting a 271. Made the play of the game yesterday, and surely did. It was a runners on 2nd and 3rd with 2 down in the bottom of the 9th, and it was a ground ball hit to Taylor at 3rd. He dove out, reached out, made the catch, then got up quickly and threw a laser over to 1st. And that was the play of the game. Because if that ball goes past him at 3rd, 1 run scores for the Woodchucks. They tie the game and possibly the 2nd score. So Shane Taylor made the play yesterday as he's down on the count 0-1. Peschel sets and fires in the 0-1 out and away. 4 ball, 1-1. 2 down, 1 ball and 1 strike. Top of the 2nd, no team with a hit yet. Peschel fires in, and Shane Taylor swings and flies the ball to deep right center field, heading back towards the wall. This one's gone. A solo shot for Shane Taylor. How about it? 3 straight strikeouts for Cole Peschel, but it does not matter on the 4th. Shane Taylor hits a solo home run to deep right center field. What about it? His 2nd of the year. And the Raptors on the board, 1-0 here in the top of the 2nd. Taylor, what about it? The Utah Tech product and the Las Vegas native. A solo home run. And now this brings up Logan Hugo. First pitch comes in for Peschel, and that's popped away for a strike, 0-1. But Taylor, he was ready the entire way through. It seems like he knew the exact pitch Peschel was throwing. Didn't hesitate and just swung and absolutely ripped it. The 0-1. Out and away for the ball, 1-1. One count with 2 down. Rafters lead 1-0, top of the 2nd. Peschel sets and fires. Finds the upstairs part of the zone. 4 strike, 1-2. And ball and 2 strikes and 2 down. That's the 3rd home run we've seen today in both games. 1-2 count with 2 down. The 1-2 swing and a miss on the outside for strike number 3, but it does not matter. Shane Taylor hits a solo home run, and the Raptors lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the 2nd here on WFH.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. close of a low of around 57. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 85. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows of a low of around 60. Upper 80s, Friday, low 90s, Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what